This documentary collapse with the Republican Luis Alicia. Date of birth is 7/7/1974. You can picture colon cancer screening. Patient came back to you and saw Dr. Garcia. Patient, I'm sure blood pressure was on the carrier. Patient, I'm sure colonoscopy. Colonoscopy with heart snare polyphectomy. Instrument, you have a busy colonoscopy. Patient, in fact, the sound of the patient. Patient, play left. She's correct. My patient, my son, he calls my fair chain call. The pan flash should be so single. Our picture appear. Patient, have poor to fair, poor prep, inadequate poor prep. Noted multiple irrigation was done. There was three set of polyps, one each at ascending colon splenic flexure and the polyp at 20 centimeter. The polyp at ascending colon was 8 millimeter diameter. Remove the heart for cellular milk. Post flexure bleeding appeared to be using blood, so I put a metal clip for hemostasis adequately. No post flexure bleeding after hemoclip, and then they were coming out. I said splenic flexure area. Another productive polyp was removed by the heart stem polyp successfully. No postpartum bleeding that was oozing blood, so I put a metal clip for hemostasis, for adequate hemostasis. Then I saw lesser diverticulosis. Then there was a large pedunculate polyp with a thick pit pedicle pedunculate noted at the 20 centimeter, which was removed the heart stem polyp successfully. And because of the nature of this large ulcer area, noted post-polypectomy, even though it was not bleeding, so I put a metal clip over there for hemostasis. This polyp appeared to be 2.5 centimeter hard polyp. Noted multiple lodulated, appeared to be tubular villus adenoma with the possibility of high gaze dysplasia unless unproven otherwise. Maybe it is carcinoma in situ until proven otherwise. Since because of the nature of this polyp, so I injected tattooed with the black ink, a couple folds above it, a couple folds below it, proximal and distal to it for the feature demarcation. And because of the nature of prep, certainly the polyp of any size cannot be ruled out. Score of rectum, retroversion, trahumna, oblique, complicated, final colonoscopy, secret, number two, inadequate to poor prep, number three, lesser diverticulosis, number four, ascending colon polyp strangulum, removal of the heart snare polyp successfully. Post polypectomy, I put a hemostatic metal clip successfully. Number three was splenic flexure polyp, removal of the heart snare polyp successfully. Then I put a metal clip for adequate hemostasis. Number four, a large pedunculate polyp with a thick pedicle, elongated pedicle was noted at 20 centimeters from the anus. This polyp about 2.5 centimeter in diameter. About 2 to 2.5 centimeter diameter. It was removed successfully, completely. It was a heart snare polyphectomy. No post-polyphectomy bleeding, but I put a metal clip for adequate hemostasis. Because of the issue of this polyp, I did tattooing in the colon, couple folds, proximal, couple folds below, distal to it, for future reference, number 5 in total hemorrhoids, and the 6 in left side diverticulosis recommendation. Update for the polyp pathology, especially the polyp at 20 centimeter, if that polyp comes out to be high-grade dysplasia with no clear margin, then I would recommend to a patient to have a surgical consultation for a segmental resection of this area. Since this is already tattooed out, it will be easier for the surgeon to find out. And for that, I recommend to patient to be sent to Dr. Samuel DeHuses, the colorectal surgeon in Orlando. Number five, if the polyp, a large pedunculate, 20 centimeter, at the site of 20 centimeter polyp, which is about 2 to 2.5 centimeter in diameter, if this comes out to be a high-grade dysplasia with clear margin, with no invasion of the margin, then bring the patient back in about 3 months with adequate prep, for the adequate prep for the complete colonoscopy, for the better colonoscopy, better adequate prep. Number six, if the polyp comes out, a large colon polyp at 20 centimeter, that comes out to be high-grade dysplasia with no clear margin, and so the patient will go for a segmental resection of that area. I would recommend patient have a repeat colonoscopy with the adequate prep, prior to the surgery, or maybe right 3 months after the surgery for looking at the rest of the colon with adequate prep. Endotrication, otherwise follow one to send a piece of the carbonation primary care provider, Dr. Loknath Ramkishan, and copy Dr. Parabasari. Dear pursuers are November 4th, 2023, to November 4th, 2023. Patient, I'll come back.